Sister, again, your name again. Joanna, and a very famous man, Paul Harvey. Okay. And the other,
Abigail.
So we're glad you're here tonight, and God brought you in to rescue me. That's how that works. Amen. Open your Bibles to Psalm 57. Psalm 57. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee, yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my step. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, and in the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory, awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. I didn't know what I was going to preach tonight or start to, if we're doing a Bible study. I took a message and that we preached out 1 Corinthians 13 more times than there is verses in 1 Corinthians 13. And then we preached on walking with God, multiple places with that. And I couldn't remember when I preached this last. I think I told Brother Joe, you don't know how hard it is when you work in the sound system of a church. You have to work with people who don't know what they're doing. And I'm glad they do. This is broadcast live, but sometimes before it goes onto the website, they'll edit because sometimes, you know, I am not as polished, even though I've been doing it for a lot more years than Pastor Kenny. And sometimes there's Pastor Legoisms that they need to remove. Okay? But he's always taking care of me, and I was looking at the website trying to find when I preached a message similar to this, and I was clicking, boy, this is easy. I sent him a text, said, thank you, and he's going, well, preacher, it's been that way for a while, because I sent him, I said, thank you, you've made it, even this old dinosaur can find his way through the past messages, okay, but the thing I want to emphasize tonight, that psalm speaks to my heart, especially with what Judy and I are going through. My wife has cancer. They're talking about the MRI and the CAT scan and the different things. They didn't give her much hope. And they wanted to have, like I said, the story you don't need to, I need to back over it, but they were talking surgeries once a month and maybe give her 2 years. And we said no. And we're claiming Psalm 103, Psalm 91, and Psalm 30 for deliverance from pestilences, which I think cancer is that, and also for divine healing. And she's doing stuff naturally. And again, the oncologist in Syracuse keeps calling, and they thought 3 months ago she would be in hospice. And she says, I'm too busy to be that sick. And we covenant with God. We get up early, and we read those three psalms. We do other reading together. She spends about 3 hours a day in her Bible because the medicine, the natural stuff that she's taking makes it very hard for her stomach and everything with that, and she can't eat for about 3 hours, so she's up early, she does this. So we've learned to seek God when? Early. When it turns around and it says, I myself will awake early. I want you to understand, God sees that as a commitment. The Bible says, seek me early and ye shall. When you put God first, you're glorifying him. And I know how it is, you know, how many times, you know, you start with your New Year's resolution. I am going to pray and read my Bible before I eat, before I head off to work. I'm going to do it with my children before they head off for school, whatever it might be. And you know what happens to that? Life gets in the way. And then we wonder why we don't have confidence that God hears us. We love him because he first loved us. And I want you to see some things tonight. I want you to go to Proverbs 8. Proverbs 8. We're going to go back to Genesis in a minute. Proverbs 8. In verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall what? You ever go through a day and you go, God, where were you? This day has been such a mess. Where were you, God? Was he there? I am not a Calvinist because there's the element of where I must invite God in. He'll save whosoever will. Okay? And also, he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and sup with him and he with me. And so we have to invite him in. I tell people all the time, you can invite him in one area of your life and you lock him out of the others. And when you do that, there's one who gets in. And that's the thief. All right? So we need to seek him. And the best way to do that is early. Okay? I'd like you to go to Jeremiah 29. We'll look at some verses starting off here. Jeremiah 29. Look at verse 11. God is speaking here, and he says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye search for me with what? If you're going to put God first in your life, you put him first each day. That becomes a habit. The first words I want my wife to hear out of my mouth is, I love you, beautiful. It's not, where's my breakfast? She can't have carbs because she's fighting cancer. She's doing a keto diet along with other things because you can't have stuff that turns to sugar. Cancer grows on sugar, okay? And so we're doing certain things, but I want to make sure that she hears I love her early and through the day. You know what my Savior tells me every day? I love you. And he wants me to show that love back. So do you seek him early? People, you know, I've watched people, well, we pray at dinner. Now, try doing that with teenagers now. We live in a day and age where they're gone one way or the other. Some families make it a hard, fast rule. You're going to be at the dinner table. And then their kids get upset. And then they acquiesce. Some people said, well, I always pray at night. Yeah, you ever done that at night? As Judy and I have covenanted with God, because we're claiming promises of divine healing, Pastor Kenny and I have anointed my wife, the deacons prayed over her. We're claiming that promise, the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. And we're doing this stuff, and we're praying, and we covenant with him, Lord, we claim those promises by faith, and we vow to you that we are going to give you glory. If you don't seek that first thing in the morning, you know what gets in the way? The world and life. But you have to set it in your mind. If you decide early you're going to do something, you've got a much greater chance of what? Doing it. So you need to seek him early. The first words my wife hears out of my mouth in the morning is, I love you. When I go out the door to do anything, she goes out the door to do stuff because Judy's too busy to let cancer control her. Okay, if we get good results in the next MRI and stuff, we're going to go buy a different car because the cancer took her eye on her right side, so she struggles with that, okay? And so she has to be very careful driving. If she was afraid in the beginning of driving because she's used to seeing with two eyes and not having to turn her head as much. Well, now she's adjusted to that, so now I can't keep her home again, all right? She's off doing things. She's working over in VBS this week. She went shopping so she could buy stuff to look like a turkey yesterday because it was animal day for there. Okay, now it was crazy colored. And she put on clothes. I said, I don't think you can see out of the good eye, honey, with what she had on. But what I want you to see is, so we're doing something as the Lord provides. As he goes forward, we pray, whether we live, whether we die, or you, we're yours. We want to praise you. We want to go up together in the rapture. If that doesn't happen, your will be done, because you're always good and you're always right, but we will seek you first. Okay? So you see that. Jeremiah 29, they said, it says, if you seek me, you shall find me when you shall seek me with all your heart. If you don't set your heart on in the beginning, the world gets into your heart throughout the day. Judy broke a hairbrush on Will Moleone. Okay, a Haitian kid coming in our home all the time. He's an adult. Okay, and they'd come into our home. We don't have visitors in our home. We have family. And our kids growing up, she'd say, tell them right off the bat, do right till the stars fall for heaven. Do right, and you won't have to tell God you're sorry when you pray, say your prayers at night. And now we've learned that you need to say them in the morning. It makes it easier not have to say, forgive me at night. Okay, and we look for divine appointments. Our prayer list is, I'm not trying to compete with John and Denise Wall. They have three-ring binders of prayer lists. Okay? But when we started this journey with God, we asked for divine appointments. We're praying for people in Florida. We're praying for people. We're staffed down in Cancun because we were too busy to let her cancer take it. We've been to the Mayan ruins. We have been to Marco Island. We have been here. We went down to Pennsylvania. We're praying for Amish and Mennonite people down in Lancaster because we told them we'd pray because we witnessed to them about God's saving grace and his amazing healing power because we promised God we would do that. And we have to do it early. So this is why this point of doing things early, you can call it early bird special, whatever you want, is important. And it brings back to me the covenant, the vow that my wife and I made to him when we claimed by faith what he said to us. So you with me? Okay. Turn to Genesis chapter 19. I will probably only cover one part of being early tonight. Genesis chapter 19. In Genesis 19, you have the story of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. You have the divine deliverance of Lot and his daughters, and his wife would have been delivered, but she looked back and became a pillar of salt. Do you have Abraham praying for them and for their deliverance? See, because you know what? People, you can pick on Lot all you want, but my New Testament tells me just Lot, what? Say it out loud. Vexed his righteous soul with the filthy conversation of the wicked. You can't get out of being in the world, but you don't have to be of the world. Amen? So in this chapter, okay, in verse 27, it says, and Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. Okay, if you look at chapter 18, in verse 22, see if I got that right. Yes. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou come thither. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. No, that's not. It's not that verse. But I want you to see what he did is he stood early when God came to him. That's because I'm not reading 18. I read 19. It's one of those nights. Forgive me. I turned 70. And I'm not over it yet, all right? Psalm 18. Okay, Psalm 18. And in verse 21, it says, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, that's God, which has come unto me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces toward thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet what? Before the Lord. He stood before the Lord. And what do you find in verse 27? He got up early in the morning and he went to the same place where he had what? Met with God. And God had met with him. So you know what you need to know? You meet with him early. Early in the day before you start the other things. Those that seek me early shall find me. Make it the first thing in the day. I think it was Dr. Li Tan. He was a Chinese preacher persecuted by communist China. And he had an old saying. Pastor Christian taught it to me. So that's where I learned it from. So if I got the wrong name, Paul Li Tan, I think is his name. Okay. Pastor Christian was my pastor, the first pastor of this church. And you know what he used to say? No Bible, no breakfast. No Bible, no breakfast. Because he would go to his Bible, read his Bible, then he would pray. So he got his necessary, I have esteemed thy word above my. You can't pray properly without God's word. God says all the promises are yea and not nay. Do you know what you're claiming? People don't trust their own prayers because they don't claim. God is not a man that he can lie. When he tells you he will do something, claim it. And I don't mean name it and claim it. You have to get your heart right and do certain things because the Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So I understand the different parts, but we're to seek him first. Isn't that what it says? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. Food and raiment and housing and what else you need. Because God knows what you need. And Jesus tells us about that. So you have here, he went to the place early in the morning where he stood before the Lord. Isn't that amazing? Do you have a place in your house that you always go to the Lord? I don't care if you're standing. I don't care if you're laying in bed, if that's what you're doing. If you're flat on your face. I have a black preacher friend down in Virginia is the state he's in. He visited our church years ago. Pastor Kenny witnessed to him, found out we were Bible believers here, and he drove from Syracuse to come down here. His name is Eggleston. Okay? He sends me every Sunday, he sends me a new devotion. He has a room in his house that's based off like the war room story. And it's covered in scripture prayer promises. So when he goes in to pray for somebody, he can just look at the wall and see what promises he needs to claim for that person because the scripture passage. The room is decorated with Bible verses. Isn't that amazing? He went to the place where he stood with God. Believer, when's the last time you went back to the place where you first stood with God? And I'm not talking physically. I'm talking where you took that stand and said, I am done with low living, with low speaking, and low friends. I'm going to stand with you. Abraham went to that place where God came to him. Isn't that amazing? Abraham stood early before the Lord where he had stood and heard from him. So wherever you have that place that you take time to hear from him, it could be your kitchen table. It could be your dining room table. I have a bad back, so many times, you know what it is? It's my big man lounge chair. See? I have a chair that's made for people up to 6'9". I'm not 6'9". And 500 pounds. I'm not 500 pounds, but it's big enough for me. Amen? Many times I'm sitting there, I'm reading my Bible, I'm praying, and the dog is up in my lap. And she puts her head right in the middle and looks up at me. Doesn't move while I'm praying. You say, why do you say that? I'm not telling you there's a wrong place. I'm telling you there's a right place in your heart. Amen? Amen. Okay. Turn to Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. Look at verse 34. It says, "And he healed many that were sick with divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before what?" That's before the crack of dawn, okay? The first hour of the day is 6 o'clock in the morning, okay? From 3 to, or I should say, the first watch, I'm trying to think. The first watch of the night is at 6 to 9, and then the second watch is from 9 to 12, and the third watch is from 12 to 3. And I think the morning watch, 3 to 6, okay? But that's when you see the light coming up. And he says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed to a what? A solitary place and prayed, and there prayed." That's my Savior. You know what the Apostle Paul said? "Be ye followers of me as I am of." You know what it needs to be? You seek him early? It needs to be a solitary place. Not while the news channel is running. Not while you got your iPad or your phone opened. Okay? I've had brain trauma. Okay? 9 concussions. Traumatic brain injury. I can't deal with the distractions. Okay, we had all the people around here for the celebrate 45th anniversary last week, and I'm putting in my special earbuds that let me hear certain things but tune out half of the noise, because otherwise my brain just goes white noise. But I need to be in a solitary place. Do you ever notice some people say, kids will say, "Well, I can't concentrate if I don't have music playing." That's because they haven't learned to calm their brain. My Bible says, "Be still and know I am God." Jesus showed us early in a solitary place. You know what it says many times? You have to come apart or you will fall apart. You're still with me, right? Amen. Amen. A great while before day. Turn to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. Look at verse 42. "And when it was day, he departed and went to a desert place, and the people sought him and came unto him and stayed with him, that he should not depart from them. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore I am sent. And he preached in the synagogues of Galilee." See, when it was day, he went about his what? Ministry, his Father's business. Revelation 4:11. "For thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." I come to him in prayer. I read my Bible. He speaks to me. You notice when you do that, you read your Bible, you pray, scripture verses and that. You know the Holy Spirit speaks to you while you're praying as much as he does while you're reading? Okay? But you have to be able to get to a solitary place to be able to hear a still, small voice. Otherwise, your brain gets so full of the stuff from the day. When it was day, he then started serving. Turn to Luke 21. Luke 21. Look at verse 38. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to what? They had the living word before them. I have the written word. In many places in the Bible, you can't separate them. I don't elevate the Bible above the Savior, but I don't denigrate my Bible either. And I want him to speak to me because God tells us these words are life. They're life. Okay, so the people came to him in the temple. Well, I can't go to the temple. If you're saved, you can. Know ye not? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which you have, which is in you. Therefore, glorify God with your body and your spirit, which are his. You're the temple. You can come to Jesus in the temple. You won't hear him if you're caught in the world, because you're leaving that temple, the inward part. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord, God, looketh upon the heart, that inward time. Let me see here. Go to James. We already read Proverbs 8:17, where it says, those that seek me early shall find me. I'm going to finish with this point tonight, and I'll be done at 8:30, and all God's people can go, praise the Lord. Okay? James chapter 1. James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. He's talking to Israel, to the Jews, scattered. So all the Bible is for me, but all the Bible is not about me. That doesn't mean I can't learn what he's trying to teach here. Amen? My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing. So you're going to come into temptations. You got to wait on God. Okay? Verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be what? But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea tossed with the wind and are driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Why? Verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in his way. When you don't go to God early, you let the world in, and now you're fighting those thoughts. Okay? So not only are you supposed to seek him early in the day, tribulation worketh patience. We need a temptation. Seek God early in the temptation. Don't wait to give into it for a while. Don't let the temptation continue, because temptation is not sin. There is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. Temptation's common. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape that ye may be able to what? The longer you're in the temptation, the harder it is to turn from it. So not only should you seek him early in the day, but when you're in a trial, when you're in a temptation, when someone's offended you and you want to give it back to them, go to God first. See, I grew up with a bad temper. My father, I was 5 years old when I went into kindergarten. I was already 4 inches taller than my kindergarten teacher. I was taller than every teacher I had except my first grade teacher, and she was an Amazon. She was 6'1". Okay, that was big then, all right. It's not so big now. And by the time I was 12 years old, I was 4 inches taller than her. Okay, so I grew early. I was taller than the principal. I was taller than the starting center on the basketball team. Everybody thought I should act older because I was bigger, and I had a horrible temper. And I also was very strong, unusually strong for my age. Temper, sometimes anger goes with the unusual strength. It's just wrong. And my father said, boy, you're going to get a handle on that temper or you're going to go to prison. Now, I put my fist through the wall as a seven-year-old, okay? And my father didn't do a lot of things right, but he knew one verse in the Bible. Spare the rod, spoil the child. And he'd go, boy, I don't care how big you get, you're going to go to sleep sometime. And I never back-talked my mother, and my father was Sir. He wasn't Louis. For me, he wasn't Daddy. He's World War II Marine. Okay? And he taught me a lot of good things. Even though he did some wrong things in his life, I led him to the Lord late in his life. Okay? But I had to learn to go to Scripture and taste my words when something comes up. Because if I don't, my old nature comes out. Right, Walter? Jesus. Not at Walter, at my poor grandchildren. Okay. So I had to work on that. You know what it is? When a temptation comes, don't dwell in it. Seek God early. Seek His answer. And you will do that if you've already spent time seeking Him early in the day for a personal relationship. Because He's a personal God. And He wants to walk with me and talk with me and tell me that I am His own. So come to the garden early. And all God's people said, amen. Good night and God bless.